Trump, allies warn New York Attorney General investigation another political witch hunt. By Hannah Blow on May 19, 2021. Former President Trump and his allies slammed the New York Attorney General's investigation into the Trump Organization, dismissing the criminal investigation as yet another political witch hunt. On Tuesday, the New York Attorney General's office announced the civil probe into Trump's business empire had transitioned to a criminal investigation, providing little details on the shift. "We have informed the Trump Organization that our investigation into the company is no longer purely civil in nature," Fabian Levy, a spokesperson for Attorney General Letitia James, stated. "We are now actively investigating the Trump Organization in a criminal capacity, along with the Manhattan DA," Levy added. Trump and allies quickly leapt following the announcement, accusing Democrats of unfairly targeting the former president with yet another political witch hunt. "I guess the New York AG is too busy launching another witch hunt criminal investigation into the former president's business to focus on the current governor of her state, a man whose actions led to the literal death of thousands of senior citizens," Turning Point USA's Charlie Kirk remarked. "Priorities, I guess. There is nothing more corrupt than an investigation in desperate search of a crime," Donald Trump Jr. said following the announcement, describing the development as banana republic stuff. "If this isn't flagrant abuse of political office, I don't know what is. This is banana republic stuff right here, and it's happening in America today," he added. "Yes, promises made, promises kept by banana republic candidate and now NY State AG Letitia James using her office to punish political enemies and let it nigga of Cuomo get away from the greatest mass murder in history," retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Schaffer remarked. Former President Trump also released a lengthy statement on the investigation morphing into a criminal probe, listing the other political witch hunts Democrats vehemently pursued for years. "I have just learned, through leaks in the mainstream media, that after being under investigation from the time I came down the escalator 5.5 years ago, including the fake Russia hoax, the 2-year, $48 million, no collusion Mueller witch hunt, impeachment hoax number 1, impeachment hoax number 2, and others, that the Democrat New York Attorney General has informed my organization that their investigation is no longer just a civil matter but also potentially a criminal investigation working with the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. There is nothing more corrupt than an investigation that is in desperate search of a crime. But, make no mistake, that is exactly what is happening here," Trump said, stating that the New York Attorney General literally campaigned on prosecuting Donald Trump even before she knew anything about me. She said that if elected, she would use her office to look into every aspect of my real estate dealings. She swore that she would definitely sue me. She boasted on video that she would be, and I quote, "a real pain in the ass." She declared, "just wait until I'm in the Attorney General's office, and I've got my eyes on Trump Tower." She also promised that, if elected, she would join with law enforcement and other attorney generals across this nation in removing this president from office. And it's important that everyone understand that the days of Donald Trump are coming to an end. The attorney general made each of these statements, not after having had an opportunity to actually look at the facts, but before she was even elected, before she had seen even a shred of evidence. This is something that happens in failed third world countries, not the United States. If you can run for a prosecutor's office pledging to take out your enemies, and be elected to that job by partisan voters who wish to enact political retribution, then we are no longer a free constitutional democracy. Likewise, the district attorney's office has been going after me for years based on a lying, discredited lowlife, who was not listened to or given credibility by other prosecutorial offices, and sentenced to 3 years in prison for lying and other events unrelated to me. Trump continued, noting such investigations had been going on for years with members and associates of the Trump Organization being viciously attacked, harassed, and threatened, in order to say anything bad about the 45th President of the United States. "Democrats," he concluded, "are consumed with this political and partisan witch hunt while their cities fall apart," citing the rise in crime in New York City, specifically. "But the district attorney and attorney general are possessed, at an unprecedented level, with destroying the political fortunes of President Donald J. Trump and the almost 75 million people who voted for him, by far the highest number ever received by a sitting president, he added. The continued investigations, Trump added, are nothing more than a continuation of the greatest political witch hunt in the history of the United States. The former president surmised Democrats are continuing to attack him over fears of him running for office again, as people are being killed on the sidewalks of New York at an unprecedented rate, as drugs and crime of all kinds are flowing through New York City at record levels, with absolutely nothing being done about it. All they care about is taking down Trump, Trump said.